The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, November 7th, 2024.
Yeah.
It is. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. What's up?
What's up?
Just trying good. To do like everybody else and kick off the weekend on a Thursday.
That is the mindset. I mean, it really is.
Does that mean you go out tonight?
No, because they are. I saw the commercial, yeah. So I'm not going out tonight.
That's a good question. What does it really mean?
What? I mean, is going out tonight, so are we?
Well, like, how does the weekend start today?
Because you spend Friday figuring out what the hell you're going to do that night or Saturday, and it usually ends in arguments or disappointment.
Is it like picking dinner for the night?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I just mean like, and plus it's that peer pressure that you still have. Not so much us here, because we're such a close, you know, working environment. But yeah. Some people get there. What you got plans for this weekend? Uh-huh. What you got plans for it? What are you doing? It's like
refresh.
Do I tell them it's another one of those weekends where I'm just going to watch Netflix? Or do I come up some? Because they're going to go to Soaky Mountain Water Park or still somewhere like that. Well, it's indoors.
Or that could be a tricky conversation, who you're talking to. Yeah. Because you could be talking to somebody who's like, oh, okay, I got nothing going on.
Let's do something.
This is my Friday.
Hang on now. Because we've decided, right, that the only productive days at work are Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yep. For most people, we always are working hard here, in case the boss is listening, but but that is the way.
You know, back in the day, the weekend really did start for us on Thursday, because we'd have a gig on Thursday nights downtown.
Yeah.
That went way late sometimes. I don't know why.
I don't miss those days.
No.
At the time, I loved them. I thrived in them.
Well, like, we were built for it back then.
I don't know about that.
Well, I was, at least. We're talking about, like, mid-20s for me back then, doing that stuff. Like, I can get up in a couple hours and, you know, eat like hell and drink like hell.
Do it again.
God, if I did that now, I'd have so much bathroom time.
We'd have so many trash cans in this room. None of them for trash.
Who cans?
No vomit.
But then again, you know, we'd miss good stories about, you know, the time old boy was doing all the wild turkey shots.
Yes.
And he fell asleep on the toilet.
Vomited on his testicles.
Oh, bless him.
And fell asleep there.
Well after closing time.
Well after closing. The song had already played.
Yep. God, those didn't start till at least 9 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
You mad? I tell you what I'm going to be doing at 9 o'clock tonight. Watching a little bit of a ball game and then going to bed.
From bed at 9 o'clock?
I can't do that. I can't watch TV from the bed.
Really?
Not comfortable.
I do some of my best TV watching in the bed.
Yeah, that's fun.
And it's odd, too, because I'm the way I will wear my TV, and I'm going to give away too much about my private bedroom. Mm-hmm. But where I lay, I have to turn my head to see the TV. I can't just stare straight ahead. Turn at an angle. So I love laying on my side watching TV.
That's what I do.
Well, that's smart.
I don't know that it is. It's probably not good for my neck.
Okay.
He's laying there like that with the hand, like you're taking a Brent Allen photo. It's your senior year. You're just laying there with leaves all around you, wearing your sweater.
And you look like Rose getting painted naked.
And that's the room where, for me, where the TV's too big for the room.
Oh, that's got to be wild.
Yeah.
How close are you? Are you comfortable saying?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that is a personal question, but I will say that I'm probably 6 to 8 feet from the television.
Okay.
Television.
Pretty close.
Yeah. So this is what I think is weird. Can we say weird again? I think it's weird is
for now.
People who don't have TVs in their bedroom. I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know. Like, what are you doing in there? besides sleeping and doing sex stuff?
That.
I got one in there.
Sleeping.
Mainly for my wife. I don't like it being in there.
My God.
Like, I don't. I feel like I just want the one TV downstairs.
And just have it quiet upstairs. I'm kind of that way.
Or just like, yeah, it's like go to bed. But, you know,
you
I don't have to.
You said your TV in your bedroom is bigger than your wall.
It is.
You
it
don't
is.
Like a TV in your bedroom.
Well, I have a child that comes. Stay there. And that's where he likes to play video games, and it's perfect for him.
Or she, you just peek your head in the room, and you're like, I don't
How
like
often
you.
Is that child there, though? It's not an everyday thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so,
no,
I
nobody's
mean,
there. And I generally don't even turn on the TV every day. Like, I've gone weeks without watching TV.
What? How's that happen?
Just don't.
Like, in general?
Yeah.
Oh!
I guess all past week, I only watched it because of the election.
Let me tell you something right now. If I ever come in here and say I've gone weeks without watching a TV, somebody has invaded my body. Call the FBI.
Again?
Call Area 51. Scully and Mulder, come get me. Because I'm an alien.
Scully.
Because it ain't real. I hate going weeks without turning on the TV.
Well, you feel disconnected, don't you? But you're not watching current TV a lot of times either. You're watching, you know, old wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something in the background, you know.
Or some kind of Netflix things for me, or a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, man. It takes forever to watch a movie now. I started watching. I want to rewatch all the SARS.
SARS?
Jigsaw. Jigsaw.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about that. The sickness.
I've been trying SARS. To. I finished the first one.
God, what happened to SARS? Did we fix that?
Like, I think we beat it. Like,
okay,
polio.
Good. Yeah.
All right.
SARS,
all right.
Polio, COVID, put
you
it on the list.
Never talk about SARS, though, man. That was scary for a little while.
Yeah, well,
SARS.
What did Big Brown thing. Get? Did he get SARS?
I don't know.
He got one of those exotic.
Some amoeba swam up his urine hole.
Oh, goodness.
He got one of those exotic sicknesses.
Yeah, it was really like one of those one in a billion things.
But I've been trying to watch.
So he's part frog now. I understand.
Oh, he is.
Just yeah. The tongue.
Kind of cool. Yeah.
Just his tongue. Yeah. He's doing some Budweiser work this weekend. Drinking a bunch, not commercial work.
All right.
Go back and watch those.
Go back and watch.
The frogs came after the what up guys.
What up? What was first? What's up?
I think so.
And then it was. That was.
Yeah. Why did you leave the what up?
Yeah, you can't work that excited and then go to. All right, now we're just Bud, why, there. I mean,
God, the wasabi.
5 months before it was,
and wasabi was the best one.
Oh,
or they
man.
In the Japanese restaurant, wasabi.
Those lasted for so long, and I feel like if that was a thing now, we would get irritated with it so fast.
They lasted so long.
Yeah, it did.
That when you could do the shortcuts on your computer, when you open something to make a sound drop.
Yeah. You can make it that.
Every time you clicked on the internet, it was with it.
That's silly.
Your phone's ringing because it keeps saying what over and over again. God.
It's like the days of ringtones and buying those.
Man.
Do you miss that?
You got credits, right, when you had your phone deal way back then?
I forget, but I was big on changing them. I'd do holiday songs around. I mean, I would.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was like.
That's great.
Although you got to be careful with the songs that you pick.
It's like programming your own radio station.
Then
the one person that would call you.
You remember what happened after that?
That was a hiccup right just then. What?
They had the tones to where when you called somebody, you heard the tone. It wasn't a dial tone. It was a song.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, I'm talking about like before it was the actual ringtone of the phone.
What it would play for the person calling you to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Oh,
not
okay.
The actual ringtone. I never keep my phone on the ringtone. Uh-oh. Because everybody uses the same default one because you don't, I mean, that's the thing you don't want to really show your personality on, like your actual ringtone. I mean, you can, you know, but I don't want to be there. Like, I would think of an example. I'm sitting there in a store and all of a sudden the Back to the Future theme starts playing in my pocket. That's weird. Or just really anything. Everybody keeps it on silent.
Butter.
But then the one I do have it on is the one that sounds like some kind of tribal drum beat. And when I forget to turn it off and that starts going off in public, God, that's annoying. It goes. It sounds like something from some Disney jungle cartoon.
Yeah, I haven't heard my ringtone in a long time.
I'm sorry. I should call more.
It's either on silent or I got the unknown callers turned on or whatever.
My ringtone is called Temba.
Oh.
You familiar?
Yeah, I remember that one. You have a call, my man.
You have a call. It's me, Temba.
Answer the phone, man. Oh, somebody's calling you to pay a bill, man. They know you get paid soon, eh?
It's time to burn the heifer in sacrifice to our god.
This is Duke Power. We noticed that you like to have the lights, but you don't give us no money.
Hey, it's Charter. We're still working on that problem for you.
Oh, my God.
We hope to get your internet back on within 6 months.
Nice. Your service will be restored in 2029.
They're trying.
I switched over.
I kind of had a chuckle because there was a post that said so-and-so cable company has completed their fix, and then people are like, hang on now. I still don't have it.
I think still there's probably like 10,000 people. Like, what is going on?
How many people just pissed on their modem and threw it out the door?
Probably so.
While it was plugged in.
I'll get you electrocuted.
Just not thinking, just immediately mad.
It does. It sounds like some kind of freaking voodoo thing. It's like, oh, watch out for that guy over there, man. He's going to be looking for the eye of a newt. He's going to go home and make some kind of concoction in his cauldron. He's going to go home and pickle his balls.
How do you do that?
It's where you play mini tennis, right?
Yeah. If you want to get people to watch your newscast, show fat people playing pickleball.
I know. Easily distracted.
Well, that guy just got bit by a mosquito live on his shot. Whew. Yeah, man, kicking off the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't have time to get into the other thing I saw on the... Can I just say, like, if you
make time, let's do this.
The greatest... if you have a kid's party, there will never be a costume greater than a Batman. Because it's never going to meet expectations.
It can't.
All I can think of is that is he had some sort of, I want to say lightsaber, the toy that he carried around with him that was stuck with.
Who?
That Batman.
The Batman lightsaber. Either the costume is going to be too good and the actor is not going to fit it. Or are you going to have a guy too big for the old costume?
Or too little for the other one?
You're also not going to have that voice.
Not enough muscle.
Never matches up.
Like, Adam West just talked like a normal dude. He didn't have to sound like he was a breath away from emphysema.
But if you wear the Adam West Batman costume, you're going to get clowned.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, like, that dude was in shape and he had mantis. Like, you know. Yeah. I mean, he did, just the way that polyester clung to him, and it's all droopy there in the crotch.
And you can't wear the Clooney suit had nipples, right? I think he was the first Batman with nipples. One of them did.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But the cowl never lines up, too. It's either pulled down too far.
Or what, like, remember...
Chubby Batman.
A buddy of ours was telling us that he went to the kid's school. They were having some kind of, I guess it's a bleacher... Or treat. When you do it in the gym,
bleacher
you can't drain the car, bring the cars in there. So I guess it's a bleacher or a treat. And Dad was dressed as Batman, and they wouldn't let him wear. You can't wear, I guess as an adult now with all this, I don't know. I guess an adult can't wear a mask at a school, which I found out you can't wear sunglasses into a bank. Rather fiercely sir, found that out.
You gotta take those off, sir.
Like, dude had his hand on there. It's like, you need to take off your glasses. I'm like, oh, God. Well.
You know, well.
Am I going to have to produce some ID now to cash this check? Don't you know who I am? You won't if I take the sunglasses off. I'm like Clark Kent when he takes his off. Oh, you're Superman now.
Well, he had the gun in a holster, right? Because you know about if he pulled it from behind the pants and then put it up to you.
Oh, stinky. Stinky gun. You know about that. I would do as he said. Yeah, so the dad was pissed that he had to walk around dressed as Batman, but not with the top, the cowl. So you're like, you're Chubby wearing man. Batman pajamas, but you're not wearing the headpiece.
Plus, if you book a Batman who's like, let's say he's 5'9", 160 pounds at the time, smokes a good bit, but the suit's big.
He did my daughter a solid. Actually did me a solid. I should ask her now if she realizes that was not the real Batman. that was really our buddy Moak.
Moak.
Wearing a Batman suit that was purchased from, I don't know what store. It was made by Ruby's. I remember that. Ruby's. And, yeah, Mike, you know, he's in good shape, but he's a smaller guy.
Yeah.
Costume, a little too big for him. And he's got, you know, not that much of a grisly voice either.
No, he really doesn't. Not back then. Smaller Italian type. A lot of black hair.
What does that mean? Smaller Italian type.
He was, you tell you, he partook in some cigarettes back then. He'd take him a smoke break in his Batman costume.
Yeah. And
wasn't this the same time somebody stuck a dildo to the back of the Batmobile?
That was a lightsaber.
That was the same day. Oh, that's what you're referring to. Yes. Okay.
That's a big lightsaber.
Yes. On the way to my daughter's 7th or 8th birthday party, and someone thought as a joke it'd be funny to stick a very large suction cup dildo to the back of the Batmobile driving to the...
It was quite disturbing.
Birthday party at Jump Around Town or whatever it was called.
Surprised it didn't break his window.
It was a place where the floor was a whole trampoline.
I'll never forget that. Man, the whole floor was
Are you serious? Like, yeah. The whole floor. I was telling a guy about whatever it was called. There's like a bunch of them now. Jump Zone or something. And it's like, you never been there? No, man, never been there. Dude, the whole floor is like a trampoline. Seriously?
Well, even if I got to go.
Like in the bathroom, too?
I forgot about the bathroom floor.
God, that guy.
Whoa.
You know, I would have liked to have been around that guy sober at some point. It would have been fun. See what he was really like.
Dang, man. It's just, it's an outfit.
Me, not him. I was always drunk when I was with that guy. It was, that's a form-fitting suit. But, I mean, you like, worse than that, Spider-Man, because, like...
I have fat Spider-Man.
Because with the Batman, like the upper part, you know, where the pecs are, that's covering any lack of definition that you have as a man. But as Spider-Man, I mean, you're playing a teenage boy if you want to get down to brass tacks.
You really are. So you got to be close.
It's like a mom being Hannah Montana or something. That ain't cool.
Kind of odd.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you had fat Harley Quinns about 10 years ago. Like, hang on now.
Plus, Miley Cyrus and Batman kind of have that same voice now, don't they? They came in like a wrecking ball.
I like that song.
Guess who's knocking on your door, war? It's me, Miley. I'm knocking on your door, war.
Alfred.
Oh, Smiley. So, it is Thursday, coming up here in approximately 1 hour, 10 minutes. 7:30 Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. A brand spanking new Facebook fussin'.
That's gonna be fun.
I never get tired of it, and it doesn't seem the audience does. Anytime I ever say, "Oh man, we should maybe put that on the shelf for a little while," I don't want people to get tired of it. People get pissed. No, that's our Thursday anthem.
I'm not gonna say it, but the one name had me chuckling a good bit.
You know what? Part of my name choice is I feel as though, and don't take this to the wrong way. I feel like I write them to try to get a laugh out of you now.
Well, the SS was a great one. Because I feel like that's how somebody with a lisp would say his real name.
That was kind of where that came from, actually. Yes. Yes. Anna brought back a recurring character that you enjoy that I do. So we'll be doing those today. And Paige will be playing the role of ugly Bobby Eaton, lesser known Eaton brother. That's right.
Eaton's
his brother, beautiful Bobby Eaton, was a
used to be the
world-class superstar, but this is ugly Bobby Eaton.
I can do that. I can be ugly.
So, and then Fatboy, that's the same one. You're going to be Jocelyn Cox.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. You better be lucky Eaton dropped his hyphenated name.
Oh.
He doesn't recognize the Poozy side of the family anymore.
Yeah. Lucius. Yes. Feel free to shoot us a old text message. But not while you're driving, please. 72341. That's the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data text rate supply. And then after sports, which I hear is action-packed today, we will doing phones. 1-800-774-0093. What do I mean by doing phones? Answering them.
Yeah.
Putting them on hold. and then taking them live on the radio. That's what we doing when we do calls.
That's how you do phones, man.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
We're going to find out who the only American is who voted by mule yesterday. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Well, he was a day late if he did it yesterday.
Well, I mean, day before yesterday. Sorry.
No, it's messed with me all week about not
losing time,
not knowing which day it was. I can't put my finger on it.
They run into each other for saying it's not a bad thing.
No.
They just do.
No. All right, we'll get into that next. It is Thursday. It's the Rise Guys morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341. 72341. This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Well, we begin with this. How did you arrive at the polls? Well, one person rode a mule to go vote.
I love this story.
If I could, I love mules and jackasses. They're like some of my favorite animals.
Oh, we work with a couple.
Bam's dad on the board today. No offense. I'm sorry. That wasn't nice.
Now,
I have a cheeseburger on my shirt.
Some people think that mules can be mean.
Yeah.
And I was told to stay away from the mules at my parents' farm.
Do you know what donkeys yell when they're really mad?
Meow.
That's right.
You better stay away from those brown mules. You got 40 pounds you want to drop. Talk about the ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I don't discriminate against mules.
No, I have a problem with ice cream. I have to say no to that.
But a gray mule is the best, though. An old gray mule.
Yeah. Mules
the
are
best defender of the farm is a mule.
Well, we had a couple. Donkey. Pretty docile, the mules were. You know?
Now, the donkeys.
Jackass.
Jackass. And then the mule is mixed with a horse, right? Donkey and horse.
That's the bottom half.
I don't know.
Okay, so.
Whichever one's attached to the plow, I think, is the ass.
You ever seen a zebra? It's a horse and a zebra. But it's just the upper half of the horse.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was called a Zorba.
Steak sandwich.
Love them.
I would have a zebra. I would have a zebra if they would want to live here. All right. So this person, Tyler.
You know, us zebras don't want to live there.
Yeah, they don't like it.
We have the problem with Zaxby's, everything starting with Z there.
Zicken finger.
Or I think they're kind
salads.
I don't know if they'd be happy by
gotta
themselves.
Go take a stomp in the bathroom.
Are they pack animals? It's not, and you can't ride a zebra, unfortunately.
You know, they talk about a pack of mules, but in your mind, can you see a pack of mules?
Yes. No, I've never seen more than two at once.
I know. That's wild.
Pachycephalus was a dinosaur, right?
That's true. Yep. Pachy.
The Lycolotopus was a dinosaur, too, I believe.
No, I think that's just something from Mad Magazine.
Well, listen up, because Tyler Childers voted by mule this year, and several people in Irvine, Kentucky posted shots of him riding his mule.
He has a tall wallet. I saw the photo. The way that, I was like, God, that would hurt, that big, tall wallet laying on your leg, in your pants.
His mule is named Bill, and he rode Bill to the polls.
That's a good name.
Come on, Bill. Let's get it.
I like him a lot, damn it. He don't ever...
Well...
I get disappointed with concerts. You know, my last one got canceled. Not mine. I'm still performing this weekend. But the one I was going to attend...
I get you.
Got canceled. And it happened one before that. Prior to got canceled. It's like, you know, damn weather.
Dang it.
Are you trying to guess? Or the follow-up question would be, who did he vote for? Like you wanted.
You know, there is no assumptions on my part who he voted for, really.
Yeah.
Because some of the country people you think would, you know, go the right way. You know, there's a reason why they call it the right and the left. Because right is correct and left is behind. Ask Kirk Cameron. I think that Tyler Childers could be one of those people that is a different mindset, maybe. But that's not bad. This is just a this is the thing you got to keep telling yourself. And I'm saying this to myself. He's a musician. You like his music. Who cares what his politics are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I say that as a self-affirmation. You know what I mean? I don't want people that I like to start talking about politics and then me. I can't not.
I don't want to hear it at a concert. And I love the people that are somewhere.
There have been a Pearl Jam show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Eddie Vedder or Green Day.
Save the ocean, man. Save the water.
Yeah, you little homeless blank.
I seem to recognize you. Hey. Before I finish the song, you got to commit to save the ocean.
I agree with the ocean. You got to save the ocean.
We're running out of ocean water. This is Eddie from Pearl Jam. You got to save the ocean.
My shirt was made from a sponge.
I saved the ocean.
Well, several people in Irvine, Kentucky posted these pictures of Bill. And get this, his last tour was the Mule Pool Tour. And his album was, it's called Rested in the Rain.
Yes.
It's got a mule on it.
Is he popular?
Yes.
Okay. It's hard for me to gauge now because there's so many singers. Like, could he sell out like a 20 or 30,000 arena?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, like, yes.
Okay.
For sure.
So he had on a straw hat and he looked more like a voter in 1924.
They just come on the scene real quick, and I don't really know who Zach Bryan, is that his name?
Yeah.
The only thing I've seen about him is...
About him through my daughter, actually.
Well, like the stuff with his girlfriend, I don't really know much about him, but that's how that's how I know who he is now because...
Yeah.
Of all that, but they just put him out so fast.
Well, I mean, he's been around a while, but... Like, there's a great video. It's Sturgill, but it's Sturgill Simpson standing in front of Firestone Arena playing as people go in to see, like, God, who was the band of the early 2000s that was one of those country bands? You're like, oh, you ain't really country, whatever. They're playing there. People are going, and Sturgill Simpson's sitting there. And he's playing for tips or whatever, just to...
Like now?
No, this was like years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then they take that footage, and then it transforms into going inside where he's now playing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was so awesome.
Time lapse.
Like, the hustle never dies. And that's why those guys probably haven't gotten any bigger, because they really don't
play
the bullcrap games of...
Like, I know it's a different scene how you get discovered. I think Chapel Roan actually got discovered from YouTube. And that's the thing with Zach Bryan, right? He was the TikTok singer, I think.
I don't know.
There's too many avenues to be successful, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. We're on the wrong road. Nah. We're very successful. I can't spell it, but I can say it. Yeah, my God, man. I'm sorry. I do want to apologize. Twice now I've burped in your ear, and that's not good. I apologize.
Don't you stay after
It's just that. Not. I mean, it's like, oh, what a rebel. You burped on the radio. I don't need to do it anymore. I haven't been talked to about it either, because you know I wouldn't have this positive attitude about it if I had.
It's true.
Yeah.
Maybe you need some kind of...
You're breaking my HIPAA by now, talking about it.
Ooh, what's she going to offer? Spanking?
You gonna tongue kiss me?
No, God no.
Tongue punch me?
Dang.
maybe you're a little gaseous. You need something for the gas in your stomach.
Oh, that just hurt.
All I heard was gash.
That's all I heard too.
Well,
what tongue punch my fart box? Remember that one?
Yeah, never Dan. Do you remember Dan?
Never got written.
You should write that, Dan. It's on your list.
He's got a long list.
Yeah, he does.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Tyler Childers, if you ain't never listened, I don't care if you don't even like country music. Go listen to some of his stuff. You'll like it. You really will.
Yeah, you'll convert.
There's no conversion.
Well, you'll like him.
He's good. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
I don't know if you know about this whole Joel Embiid situation, but we'll talk about it. We'll get into it.
I might surprise you how I feel about that, actually.
Well, we'll tell the rest of you. If you don't know who he is, we'll tell you who he is and what happened. He got suspended a few games for something I don't think anybody's ever done before to get suspended by. That I can think of.
Not in that manner, I can't think of, no. I mean, there's been assaults with champagne sprays and whatnot.
He's a big dude too. He's big.
He's a big guy. Pretty big guy. Broad shoulders. Real pretty face.
We got a cool couple little factoids too. We'll celebrate this day in sports history.
Oh, that's my favorite. All right, we'll get to that, and then at 7:30 or so, Facebook fussing. It's Thursday morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Like when they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
God dang it.
Yeah,
I just
you
hit
forgot
it.
To turn your own mic on.
Like I went to it, but it, like it hit beside it. Stupid dumbass microphone. Stupid dumbass age microphone.
That's the worst kind.
33 years ago, 1991, he announced that he had tested positive for HIV.
Whoa. Irvin.
It is Irvin Magic Johnson, Cookie's husband. He announced he was retiring from basketball.
Because he ate some of that appetite suppressant candy from the 80s.
That's what it was.
Remember that?
I tell you what, if you haven't seen it or are interested in any of the Lakers lineage, there's a documentary on Hulu that covers all of it. From when Buss bought the team to this incident with Magic and drafting Kobe.
Just documentary style. There's no actors.
No, yeah, it's just straight doc. It's like 8 episodes worth. But the footage they get, man, of Kobe.
Yeah.
When he's in high school. I was like, it's just kind of crazy to look at now.
Up there at Lower Merritt.
Very young looking.
Oh, yeah, just walking around the school.
Like it's weird that, like, I remember what high school he went to.
Yeah, I remember that jersey now, the white and the, I guess, garnet.
Yeah, yeah.
33. 13 years ago in 2011, Smoking Joe Frazier, well, he passed away. He died due to complications from liver cancer. He was 67 years old.
Yeah.
Smoking Joe, which I don't think ever smoked.
I don't know if he did or not.
Don't really know how he got the nickname. Unless he smoked during his fights. You know.
He smoked him.
Smoked him.
Well, that could mean something else now. You know
that's true. Like,
I have no idea.
I just.
No, you're going to know.
Man, there is a story. I don't want to have to Google it, though, but. I don't want to waste time now thinking of it either.
I don't like to Google now. I just if I don't know it, I can't remember it. It just
it's not worth it.
Pretty much. So Joel Embiid, if you don't know him, he's a center for the 76ers. He was also on the Olympic team, our Olympic team, because he had, I think, 3 options of who he could play for.
Which is like it's like a freaking continental portal.
Pretty much. He's from Cameroon. Speaks, I think, 4 or 5 different languages, went to Kansas.
Is Kirk Cameroon, where is he from? Do we know? We know where he's going. That's heaven.
He got suspended for 3 games, which I think he already served 1. But what happened is he shoved a reporter in the locker room, and the reporter had written an article about Joel's son and his dead brother. His son's named after his brother. I don't know the context of it.
I don't either. You couldn't find it. Uh-oh. I looked for it. You could not. I don't know if they took it down or if I don't know how to Google.
So he shoved the guy. I don't know what he said about his. Why would he have to say anything?
He said something. So the way it reads is that he was saying that the Joel's not in good shape and maybe he's letting his problems or situations in life come to the court with him.
There have been questions about his health over the years.
Yeah. So, but he was like saying, you know, quit talking about, keep my brother's name out of your mouth. Keep my son's name out of your mouth.
Which, look, if it got to a point with him of shoving, like, he ain't that type of guy. He's a jovial, fun dude. Like, he has fun with media people for the most part.
I mean, nobody needs to, like, go get in fights over sports and stuff, but those writers – for years have always been like villains, some of them. Like, yep. Bert Sugarman was a dick. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
God, the guy up at New York Post, I can't remember his name now.
Yeah, you talk about the one who wrote about Vince.
Yeah. I can't think of his name. But his whole life was just based off that. And but they always do it. They keyboard warriors. And I think, I mean, you know, I ain't saying go beat up reporters, but if you're going to say it on a blog or a article or whatever, you're going to have to answer when you're in front of that person.
You don't really have a whole lot of respect for those type of reporters that are just looking to always, now those high behind
beat writers,
yeah, or they'll hide behind the veil of, you know, well, we have to tell people the truth, like we're bringing them the truth,
we're the press
on a daily basis. But sometimes you really bend the rules just to kind of paint somebody in a corner.
Or if they didn't grant you an interview or this, that, or the other, then you hold a grudge forever and don't let them get into the Hall of Fame or something.
A sports writer should never be consulted when it comes to a Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not.
Any type ever.
Absolutely.
And that might go away. I'm kind of surprised at this story because he wrote a column that somebody read. He wrote a column.
Yeah.
People still are not. It's probably on a website, I imagine. But people, like, we're a society that still goes through and reads columns from sports writers. It seems so kind of archaic.
Well, I only read that one because I heard about that. So, and, yeah. Well, I couldn't even find it. But, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It seems like you just wait for the people to get your news from, like the Adam Schefters and the other people, you know, the Shams Charaminas and whoever else. So, it's like that's how you get your news.
Right.
You don't go look up somebody's column and read it.
No.
You 80? Yeah. Quit giving these sports writers all this power. Sons of bitches.
Well, I mean, it's just...
Buttholes.
You think good sports writers just can't talk good? Because at this point, like, why aren't you doing a podcast?
So many of you. There's too many of you.
Too many sports writers.
And you ask the same stupid questions. Do you have... Right, now, this is a legit question. Do you have to ask a question in a press conference if you're a sports writer? Can I not just go and just piggyback off other people's questions and then write a column off of that?
You can, but you want to be the one that gets a quote because that's what they pay you to be there for.
But 9 times out of 10, though, they, like, what you're saying is, like, what was the thing I said the other day? The great speech where Kennedy was saying, why do we want to go to the moon? But not because it's easy, because it's hard.
Yeah.
Who recorded that audio? Like, we've played it for humpteen years. Everyone has. No one, like that right there.
We know Zapruder, though.
Right. The film, but I don't know. I think that a lot of writers they can express themselves through writing and not verbally. It's like a whole different world. And I mean, I get that. I can't write worth a damn.
Now, the NBA covers for the
media. I talk very well.
The NBA covers.
And I stay humble with it, too.
Yeah, we out of here.
What about the NBA?
No, it's just they cover it up.
Oh.
They kiss the media's ass.
Yeah.
They somehow forget that the media has to pay them a lot of money to carry their product.
By the way, you know how the girl emailed saying she looked like Cam Brink?
Oh, yeah.
So I got a Cam Brink card yesterday. Dude.
Can I borrow it for about 3 minutes?
Dude, I'm telling you. Let me show. For real.
Three minutes?
Give me like 2 seconds. I want to show you what it looks like. It is.
Is it slabbed up?
Not yet.
Ooh, I hope it's autoed.
It's nice. So this is what I was thinking about her. Cameron Brink plays for the Sparks. She, like, what's so great about her? It's Caitlin Clark world, right? And then you go look at her looks. I mean, to be quite honest with you.
Where are the Sparks?
She's the top 5 picks.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
I hope it's a panties insert card.
Damn it. Why can't I not find it on my... This is always what happens. Hold on. I'm not going to break yet. I'm going to show you this. No one listening will be able to see it, but...
I want to buy her socks.
This is all for Fat Boy. Okay. Come on, man!
How many pictures do you have?
Now, this is just... Look at that.
Oh, the Don Russ.
But she's wearing a skirt cut all the way up to her hip.
That's cute.
What do they call that cut, by the way?
Asymmetrical.
But what type of dress is it? Like, well, what's the cut in the leg called?
Slit.
See you next. See you next hour. I just want to get her saying it clean.
Is that real? That's what you were trying to get her to say. Yeah. Slit.
Oh. It's hotter when you say it though. I'll say that. I give you that.
Reminds me of malt liquor when I say it.
Top is asymmetrical.
That sounds like you got a lisp if you say slit small liquor.
Slit small liquor.
Slit small liquor.
Bring back the bull where he would like come in and bust through the bar. Remember that? Like, they'd be there at a bar. It's like, man, I wish I had a good beer. And then a bull would run through the bar.
I forgot about it.
It was like, oh, great. You brought some beer with you, bull. Thank you.
That was exactly the line they said, too.
Yeah, and he would, like, come through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. He would just bust through those slits, malt liquor bowl. Slits.
Easy for you to say.
What's up, slits? All right. Thank you. We will take a break. We come back 35 minutes away. Get ready to go to Facebook. Get ready to go to YouTube and others. We'll perform for you a brand new Facebook fuss. No need for claps. Save that for later. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.